Loma Linda. One night I was awakened and instructed to write a straight testimony regarding the work of our school at Loma Linda. By that school a solemn, sacred work is to be done. The teachings of health reform are to stand out clearly and brightly, that all the youth in attendance may learn to practice them. All our educators should be strict health reformers. The Lord desires that genuine missionaries shall go out as pioneers from our schools. They are to be fully consecrated to the work as laborers together with God, daily enlarging their sphere of usefulness. The influence of a consecrated medical missionary teacher in our schools is invaluable. We need to be converted from our faulty lives to the faith of the gospel. Christ's followers have no need to try to shine. If they will behold constantly the life of Christ, they will be changed in mind and heart into the same image. Then they will shine without any superficial attempt. The Lord asks for no display of goodness. In the gift of His Son, He has made provision that our inward lives may be imbued with the principles of heaven. It is the appropriation of this provision that will lead to a manifestation of Christ to the world. When the people of God experience the new birth, their honesty, their uprightness, their fidelity, their steadfast principles, will unfailingly reveal it. Oh, what words were spoken to me! What gentleness was recommended through the grace abundantly given! The greatest manifestation that men and women can make of the grace and power of Christ is made when the natural man becomes a partaker of the divine nature, and through the power that the grace of Christ imparts, overcomes the corruption that is in the world through lust. May 17, 1908. There is a fullness of experience for every teacher to gain. The studies you take will either strengthen your faith and confidence in God, and teach you how to work as His helping hand, or they will leave you in a worse condition than you were before. Those who work out the principles that the Lord has given will stand on vantage ground. The mercies and blessings of heaven will come into their lives, enabling them to work out the will of God. Teach the simple principles of the Word of God, making the Bible the foundation of your study. The true higher education is that which is received by sitting at the feet of Jesus and learning of Him. Let your character building be after the pattern revealed to man in the life of Christ. In all your work you must do as the husbandman does in laboring for the fruits of the earth. Apparently he throws away the seed, but, buried in the soil, the seed germinates. The power of the living God gives it life and vitality, and there is seen first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Study this wonderful process. Oh, there is so much to learn, so much to understand. If we improve our minds to the utmost of our ability, we shall through the eternal ages continue to study the ways and works of God, and to know more and more of Him.